Greetings, honored guest. Welcome to your cabin. May I help you with your luggage? Yes, I'm certain you have many questions. I will explain everything, I assure you. To start, you are on the celestial star sailer, the Selene. It's a luxury cruise ship that sails the seas of the celestial plane. You've been granted the rare honor of being a passenger on one of our cruises. Congratulations! I am one of the Asteria, minor celestial beings. Some mortals call us star nymphs. I don't find that accurate, since there are males, females, and more among our kind, but you can use that term if you prefer. I'm here to assist you for the duration of the cruise. Every passenger on the Selene is provided with an Asterian assistant. I can answer any of your questions and run any errands that you need. Oh, but you needn't worry about privacy. I won't follow you around. I will disappear when not needed, and you can summon me again at any time by saying, "Attend me." Before I continue, the luggage? Certainly. I will continue the explanation as I unpack for you. I believe I can anticipate your next question. You don't remember boarding the Selene, nor do you remember ever hearing of any of this before, and you want to know how you came to be here. Physically, you never left your bed. You're asleep right now, and only your spirit has traveled here to the celestial plane. The cruise will feel as though it lasts for many days, but you will be returned to your body before sunrise. You were selected for this cruise because you are about to become a very important person. I don't know the specific details, but I do know that when you wake, you will make a choice that will set you on a path to help many, many people. Over the course of this cruise, your spirit will be rejuvenated and fortified to help you make the right decisions and endure any hardships that you may face in the future. The celestial beings that live on this plane have an interest in improving mortal lives, you see. This celestial plane is affected by the thoughts of mortals. It becomes a calmer, more peaceful place when mortals are living peaceful lives. So, we do our best to help you mortals bring peace to your world so that we can all benefit. Depending on what sorts of choices you will be making in the future, some of the greater celestial beings may come to speak to you. They will have advice for you and may perform certain rituals to strengthen your spirit. At this point, I think it would be good to inform you that this entire experience and every individual part of it is entirely optional. You can return home immediately, should you wish to. However, I recommend that you embark with us, as this will cost you nothing and grant you many benefits. Splendid. I can promise you that you will thoroughly enjoy this experience. We have a very exciting course plotted for this cruise. We are embarking from the terrestrial rift, a point closest to the physical plane. We will be moored here for a few hours, so you have plenty of time to go up to the deck to see it. The rift connects to points throughout time-space in your universe, so you can see all sorts of incredible sights through it. After we set sail, we'll be crossing the Lesser Star Sea. It's absolutely lovely, filled with multicolored lights. The lights look like stars, hence the name, but they are actually little orbs of celestial energy. You may be lucky to get close enough to touch one. It's perfectly safe and leaves you feeling energized and motivated. The first stop on our journey will be the Unity Whorl. It's a whirlwind of cosmic energy that connects all points of space-time together. For any passengers that wish to disembark, you will be provided with a personal skimmer to sail through the whirl. It's entirely safe, though it certainly is a thrilling experience. You will feel very connected to all aspects of the universe while you're within the storm. Visitors report a feeling of acceptance and oneness with everything that lingers long after you've returned to the ship. After that, we'll be crossing the Greater Star Sea to the Celestial Isles. It's a beautiful location filled with literally otherworldly life. There are no predators in the celestial plane, so the animals are all calm and friendly. You can explore wherever you like and experience the natural beauty of the isles close up. Spending time among the native flora and fauna of the isles will leave you feeling more empathetic and altruistic towards others. And finally, we will be sailing along the River of Serenity. It's a splendid river that coils through the sky. At the very top are the majestic Cloudy Falls. The falls are constantly shifting, so even we don't know precisely what sights you'll see there. But no matter what they look like, you'll find yourself feeling much more in the moment. The Cloudy Falls leave viewers less anxious about the past and future. The whole experience should take a little over a week. You'll have plenty of time to thoroughly enjoy everything the celestial plane has to offer you. And of course, the ship itself has a number of amenities for you to enjoy as we travel between destinations. For starters, we have a full-service buffet with a wide selection of foods both from the mortal plane and the celestial plane. Since you're not here physically, the food you eat will disappear the moment you swallow it. This means that you can eat as much as you like and never feel full, and you don't have to worry about it affecting your body in any way. It's all purely there for your enjoyment. We also have a luxury spa with a selection of treatments. Again, as you're not here physically, the treatments won't affect your real body, but they will have many beneficial effects on your spirit. In particular, I recommend the full soul cleansing. It frees you of all the built-up stress and guilt you've no doubt been carrying around. Every mortal that has ever tried it has been thrilled with the results. We also have many entertainers who will be performing in the Grand Theater. There will always be somebody performing there, so you can drop by at any time. There are musicians, comedians, magicians, motivational speakers, dancers, and other performers that the mortal plane has no equivalent for. Those are the most popular amenities, but we also have games, a library, classes, and social events. We don't intend for you to ever feel bored during the cruise. At the end of the cruise, or at any point, should you choose to return home, you will be returned to your body immediately. You won't have any clear memories of the cruise, and what you do remember, you'll likely think of as a dream. However, everything you learn and all the peace, motivation, and mental fortification you gain along the way will stick with you. You will find yourself fully prepared to tackle the big choices that lay in front of you. Well, that's something I can't tell you. I don't know in what way you'll be presented with those choices. If you're feeling uncertain about things, counseling is available at any time. However, I can say this much. You are surely more capable of making great changes in the world than you realize. The fact that you're here means that you have the capacity and desire to improve people's lives. We can't do anything to fundamentally change you or your nature. We can only ensure that you are at your personal best. I understand. Don't worry. Those doubts that plague your mind will be fully soothed over the course of the cruise. I assure you that by the time you return home, you'll be much more confident in your abilities. Is there anything else I can help you with at the moment? Very well. I've left a gift for you on the bed. A serenity crystal. Whenever you like, you can gaze into it while breathing deeply. Any negative emotions you're experiencing will slowly drift away with each breath. And with that, I'll take my leave. Please summon me whenever you need me. I hope you enjoy your cruise aboard the Selene. Pleasant travels, dear passenger.